And checking sports, well, you know, we have to start off with baseball. There are four teams left looking for two positions in the World Series. In the American League, the Yankees had to wrap up to win their series against Cleveland yesterday afternoon. And they did it by a score of 5-1. Now, in that game, their two big bombers came through with them. First, in the first inning, which is a great way to get off to a good start, Stanton came up to bat.
So now Stanton, 1-for-12 in this series, 2-for-5 in his career with a homer off Savali. A drive to right center field, back near the wall, and gone! So much power in that direction for Giancarlo Stanton. He hit 31 during the season. This is his second of this series. And the Yankees jump on Savali in the first and take a 3-0 lead.
A little cutter up in the strike zone. He has such long arms, so he has great plate coverage. That ball might be on the outside part, but just so strong.
And the 2-0. Swung on and hit in the air to right center and deep. That ball is gone! Oh, my. It is a Stantonian home run. A three-run blast into the right center field seats. Giancarlo, non si può scopparlo. Now the Yankees, in this ultimate game, take a very quick 3-0 lead.
It's nice to hear what the Major League Baseball does. They supply the national broadcast, and then the local broadcast, they supply the audio from the same thing, which is just a pretty cool thing that they do. But the Twin Towers, the other portion of the Twin Towers had a home run yesterday as well. Aaron Judge.
High fly ball, right field and deep. Back near the wall is Gonzalez. It's gone. Three-run shot by Stanton. Solo by Judge. 4-0 Yanks.
Boy, in some ways, Bob, he filled at this ballpark. Might have made Judge a better hitter as his career goes along. Never had to resort to pulling the ball to hit for power. There's just as much money in right and right center.
So it's Aaron Judge's home run. So the Yankees win that game 5-1. And now they get the luxury of going to Houston and playing today against probably the best team in baseball, the Houston Astros. So we'll have to see what happens in that series. But enjoy what you have when you have it. Now, over in the National League, they're already one game into their championship series between Philadelphia and San Diego. And the Phillies got on track first. So they won the game yesterday by a score of 2-0. And they had a big home run featured in their win.
So he's pitched tonight backwards.
And it is a breaking ball. Swarber was ready. How far does this go? Second deck. Kyle Swarber tees off. 2-0 Phillies.
That last at bat that he had when he got that single, it looked quick, short to the ball. It looked like it unlocked something, and he sat on it and crushed it.
119, 120 miles per hour off of the bat. That's one of the hardest hit balls in baseball this year.
Wow, the Phillies take a 2-0 lead. Kyle Schwarber signals to the bullpen, that was as long a home run as you're going to see here at Petco Park. 488 feet.
I mean, this ball was absolutely destroyed. Inner half, and watch where the barrel is. Bam! I mean, so quick and explosive.
Now, when he hit that ball, the pitcher just didn't even look back. Just knew from the sound of the bat that 488 feet. Ba-boom! So the Phillies have a 1-0 lead over San Diego and their best of seven series, and the Yankees go to Houston to play. Going back to Houston. So the Yankees, once again, are going to play the Astros. We'll have to see what happens this year. not so much luck whenever they squared off against the Astros at all. Well, we'll see what happens. That's why they play the game. Speaking about play the game, NBA underway now. In yesterday's action, locally, the Celtics defeated the 76ers 128-117. Coming up today, the Knicks will take on the Grizzlies. The Nets will take on the Pelicans. And that's the local action for today in the NBA. In the National Hockey League, yesterday, we have any local teams play? Yes, we did. The Devils beat the Ducks 4-2. The Senators beat the Bruins 7-5. Those are the games yesterday in the National Hockey League. Now we move away from that. I don't know if you watch racing, NASCAR, but there was an altercation after the race in Las Vegas, and Bubba Wallace got suspended due to that allocation. He shoved Kyle Larson after they crashed. And it was some great video of this. I guess he got it out of his system. And it's going to cost him some money. So that was a clip that I meant to talk about yesterday, but I didn't. NFL meetings are underway. It's reported that a lot of the owners want to get rid of the Washington Commanders owners, Dan Snyder. And Colts owner Jim Irsay says he sees merit to remove Snyder as the Commanders owner. All right. And an argument ensued at the NFL meetings. Dallas Cowboys' Jerry Jones and Patriots owner Robert Kraft got into a heated argument, supposedly, at the meetings yesterday. The argument basically stems from a motion to permit the owners' compensation committee to begin negotiations on a new deal with Commissioner Roger Goodell. Goodell's contract is up after this year. The vote went 31-1, with Jones being the only owner not in favor of the motion, to which he reportedly told Kraft, quote, "Don't blank with me," end quote. Kraft responded by saying, "Excuse me?" And then Jones kind of rephrased it and said, "Don't mess with me." NFL did not comment on that. So, yes, sports. But you know what happened over the weekend is what sports is all about. The Yankees were close to being eliminated. Three out of the four top contenders lost their home series and lost in the playoffs. College football, Alabama was beat by Tennessee and other upsets. This is what makes sports refreshing. You got to play the game. Anything can happen. And this past weekend was a prime example of why sports is a great release. All right, that is it for our check on sports.